Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Andrew Hailed.
Wed game. And so there's six people in this room whose heart rates just went up several octaves. I don't know what octaves means, but it sounded good. So if I could, that's right, if I could, I'll invite several couples up, but we need a drum roll as those couples come forward. So drum roll, please. Our first couple that are participating in the newlywed game of 2021 are Skip and Shannon Lewis. Woo woo! Come on down. Yep, come right on down up front. Perfect. A second couple, drum roll please, we can't leave them hanging. Ben and Maggie Mann. Woo woo! Representing the West Wing here this morning. And to take on the West Wing, I know they can do it, Ian and Alicia Query. Bring them on down. All right, awesome. Well, fellas, your job is half over. Your job is to go back, follow Pastor Brock into this back room, and I'll invite the ladies here up front, on stage, all the way up top, so everybody, yeah, no. Ladies, come on up, come on up. We've got microphones for you here. So I've got one mic for Shannon. Yep, that one's you, and then Alicia, I'll grab yours here behind you. Awesome. Awesome. Ladies, how are you doing? How are your octaves? Just got to keep it going. Ready? Mm-hmm. We're here. Who's going to win? Anybody going to win? I think we're going to win. Right. Awesome. All right. So here's what's going to go down. So here's what's going to happen. For those that don't know, the newlywed game is something we do every year. And the newlywed game is where we're going to ask these ladies four, maybe five, sometimes three questions. It depends how many words they use to describe their answers. And then the dudes have no idea what's going on. And so after they give their answers, we're going to bring the guys back out here and ask them the exact same questions to see if their answers are on par with what the ladies have to say. So the pressure's on the fellas, right? So no pressure, no pressure. Speak from the heart. Awesome. All right, so we're going to start off with the doozy. Ready? We're going. So in 1 to 2 words, describe what your first thought of your significant other was, and then in 1 to 2 words, describe what you think their first thought of you was. So it's a twofer. Take a moment.
Is Shannon go first?
Shannon's going first.
I have to go first.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
Well, I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Do either of the other ladies have an answer already?
Sure.
All right. Alicia's guys. Alicia, take it away. Shannon, be thinking.
Okay. So one thing that has always, to this day even, but when I first met Ian, one thing that struck me was that there was something that was very calming about him. I always felt very calm around him. Mm. And one thing he thought about me, shy maybe.
Calm and shy. Calm and shy. Perfect. Maggie.
Okay, so I told Ben this morning, one thing that always attracted me to him is he's very intelligent.
Intelligent.
And I always thought when I first started dating him that he was a stud.
Stud.
About me, he always tells me I was young.
So we got intelligent and stud, and then young.
Yep.
Good. Is that a compliment to you? Is that what? Is how you receive that?
I mean, I guess. But I mean, aren't women more mature than men, anyways?
Wow.
So.
There you go. There it is. Shannon.
I would say his thought was that I'm short.
Short.
Yeah. And I guess mine was He was handsome.
Handsome. Big biceps, as we call them at men's group. So.
Yeah.
Handsome and big biceps. Awesome. Well, those are my words, so I'll say handsome for you. Second question. What was your most memorable date? Big question. Or the first one that comes to mind.
That one was probably, we hadn't been dating long, and we went to Michigan to Frankenmuth for the weekend. So it was like a weekend date.
For those that don't know what Frankenmuth is, can you tell us more about
it? It's just a little town. I don't know. It's got a bunch of little shops, and it's up in Michigan. And we went over Memorial Weekend, and they have hot air balloons. And so
ooh. That was cool. Did you go up in the hot air balloon?
No.
Oh, okay. Come on, Skip.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maggie.
Oh, so I have to answer. So the most memorable.
Yeah, most memorable date.
Do I have to give details? No.
Use your mic and.
I don't have to give details, do I?
Some details. Details
no,
always
you're not
help.
Supposed to be in here. probably our. We've been married for 12 years now, yeah. So I think our 12-year anniversary date.
Okay.
We went to dinner and then we went to Daniel's Winery.
Nice, nice. Where'd you go to dinner?
Fox Garden.
Nice, good memory.
Yep.
Fortville.
Mm-hmm.
I have cousins that live in Fortville.
Yep, it was fun.
Awesome. Alicia.
Now, will you guys tell them the answers that we said after?
Yes.
Yeah.
After they answer. Yeah, we won't tell them.
Because this will be funny.
Okay, I don't know if this is necessarily most memorable, but it's the one that popped into my head. When we were poor college students dating, we went to play miniature golf, and I'd like to say I beat him, but I don't know that I did or not. But we just had a lot of fun.
You had a lot of fun, and Alicia beat Ian. We can all agree on that. Yes, absolutely, 100%. Absolutely, awesome. Thank you so much. So number three, easier question for you. Easier question. You can breathe a little. Your ideal vacation location, and then what would his be?
Hawaii, and his would probably be Australia.
Hawaii and Australia.
We've always talked about how we both would like to go to Hawaii, so I'll just save it. Hawaii for both of us.
Hawaii for both of you. There you go. Together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without children. Yeah. Yep. So tropical for
tropical.
Both of us,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would probably like to go deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing. And what would you like to do?
Lay out on the beach.
Keep it casual.
Yep.
Keep it casual. Love it. Awesome. So tropical. And then Skip was Australia. Is that tropical? Is that? Ish. Awesome. And then a question about him. What is a hidden talent or quirk of his? Yeah, not of yours, of his. Uh-oh, no talents. It doesn't even have to be a hidden talent, a talent of some kind.
Or a quirk.
Or a quirk, yep. Something funny they do, something they always stick their tongue out when they think.
Well, okay,
that sort of stuff.
Ben, when he's really thinking, or I bet you he'll do it when he's up here, he does this with his, like, itches his head. So that's like when he's really thinking, he's
okay.
Nervous,
okay.
Or I notice it. So. Students at school, when you see Mr. Man doing this, he's on to something.
So anytime during service, if Pastor Brock's giving a message and Ben's doing this.
He's thinking.
Yep. Awesome.
I'm trying to decide if I should be mean or not.
yes.
This will, I just hope it doesn't embarrass him. Okay, so when Ian is deep and kind of thought in what he's doing, he kind of makes this, I don't know that I want to say moaning sound, but he kind of makes this kind of, like, it drives him crazy. He doesn't like it if you bring attention to it. But That's kind of a quirky thing he does.
It's involuntary.
Yeah. Just deep in thought, just kind of like this. I don't even know how to describe it.
That's awesome.
Will we hear it today when he's...
Yeah, yeah. We got to listen for it. Listen for it.
Skip's one that he does stick out his tongue when he's concentrating on things. Yeah, he's...
Is he aware of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's aware he does it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Ben does that too, but he's not aware.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pastor Brock, if you would, we're going to bring out the men. Ladies, if you'll stay up here, spread out just a touch so we got space for the men in between, and then you can hand them the microphones once they're positioned next to you.
Oh, so we're standing out here too?
Yeah.
Oh.
That way you can laugh next to them at them. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome, gentlemen. It's been rowdy. Stand next to your significant other. The smiles are grimaces. It's good. I've been texting them throughout the week in preparation for this, and I've gotten a lot of gifts from Skip that are like, okay, we'll do this. We'll do this. So, gentlemen, if you aren't fully sure on what we're doing, we're going to go down the line. I've got several questions that we asked your spouses. We're going to then ask you the exact same questions, and then we're going to laugh as we compare the answers to whatever they said. Are you ready? Ian says no, Skip says no, Ben says no. Perfect. That's exactly where we've got them where we want them, guys. Awesome. All right, so number one, and this might take a moment to think on it. Take notice. Describe what your first thought of your significant other when you saw them in 1 to 2 words. And then what do you think they thought of you in 1 to 2 words?
I'm ready.
You ready? Go for it. Use the mic.
So my first thought of her?
Yeah, 1 to 2 words.
And then her
first
thought of me?
Yep.
So I'm going to say my first thought of her was gorgeous.
Ooh,
her first thought of me was probably nice. Old.
It's close. Yeah. Will you share what words you said about her?
Yep. So I said that I thought you were, well, you are intelligent and a stud. So you were wrong.
Intelligent but wrong. Ian or Skip?
Well, that's kind of a difficult question because we dated in high school for 2 years, went our separate ways, and 20 years later, here we are. So are we talking pre-20 years, or are we talking... Gosh, that was a long time ago.
That's right.
I'm going to say I thought of her as wow, and she thought of me as a mentor.
Some high praise for himself there. That's fun. Good answer. Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
Well, I was, 2 years older. Well, still am 2 years older. But probably won't be after today.
Awesome. Shannon, would you share what you...
I said handsome and for you, and you said that you thought short.
Oh. Wow.
So your answers were...
I forgot the second word.
There you go. Ian, what do you got?
Well, I guess that'd be interesting. So for her...
Hold the mic up, please.
I would say plain.
As in, that's what she thought of you, or you thought of her?
I thought of her. And me is awkward.
I'm trying to remember, Alicia, what were your words again?
I said that you were calming and that you probably thought I was shy.
Calming and shy, plain and awkward.
I cook, so.
Well, that was round one, fellas. Round one. Second question. Most memorable date. Ben's eyebrows shot up when I asked that question.
Most memorable date?
Yeah. Or the first one that they would think of.
Does your honeymoon count as a date?
Judges, No.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess our engagement.
What took place during your engagement? What's the story there? What made it memorable?
I wrote myself into that one, didn't I?
No. Do you want me to just tell you what I said?
Yes.
The first thing that came to my mind was when we went and played putt-putt golf in college when we were dating.
Okay.
Was the okay about her beating you?
I don't remember it, but it's okay.
Understood. Ben or Skip, memorable date.
I've already been told this is wrong, but if I had to say most memorable date, I would have said the first one because it involved baseball and she's still here now.
I'm thinking which one, because there were so many.
Incredible, there you go. Shannon's shaking her head now.
I'm trying to redeem myself. Well, we've talked about this before, and I'm going to say the evening we went to B-Dubs.
What happened to B-Dubs?
I don't know. That's just one of the dates that we both remember.
Is that the only one you remember?
I remembered another one, but she said, no, that wasn't the one, so.
Shannon.
Frank and Moose Weekend.
What was it?
Frank and Moose Weekend.
Up in Michigan, is that right? Nice.
Went shopping. See, like I said, there were so many.
Right. Very nice, yeah. Very nice. Come on, Ben. Number three, this is a little bit of an easier one, but you gotta answer for both of you. What would be your ideal vacation location, and then what would be her answer to that question as well?
The beach,
tropical.
Paradise.
Very nice, paradise. There you go, well done. Correct answer.
I think ours would be Hawaii, by ourselves.
Very
with no
nice.
Children.
Exactly, to the T detail there. Very nicely done, very nicely done.
I know where hers is. It's okay. Hawaii.
Hawaii, yep. Well done.
I've mentioned several times, I want to go to Australia.
Hey! Nicely done, gentlemen.
Perseverance pays off.
All right, last question, round four. What is your hidden talent or quirk? Ian didn't like that question. And the answers leaned more towards a quirk. Work.
I have a lot of dad jokes.
You have a lot of dad jokes.
No.
You got to share a dad joke, Ian. Dad joke. No. Please. You said you got a lot.
Not for the moment. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
I got one.
Sure.
How do you catch a rabbit? You hide in the bushes and make sounds like a carrot. There was a moment of silence, and I got nervous. Ben and Skip?
Go ahead, Skip. I don't have a clue.
I was going to say dad jokes, too. But she said that in my ear, so... I'm always, when I read the Bible especially, and she's sitting across the room, I always say, do you ever wonder?
and then fill in the blank.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No.
There's just so much of our life that is just, there's so many things.
Yeah.
My answer to that is usually no. I don't know what
I'm saying. I don't know what And what was your answer for his?
That you stick your tongue out when you're concentrating on something.
Yeah.
I was biting my lip.
Refraining himself a little bit, yeah. Mr. Mayan?
I am going to say that a cork, she always gets on me about scratching my head.
You didn't do it when you walked out here.
Well done.
You did it. Oh. I was surprised.
When you're thinking deeply and thinking, yep, scratching your head. Well, let's give a round of applause to all of these participants here this morning.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.